Today is Tuesday, April 9th. We're talking about who's in the hot seat today on Capitol Hill and the historic baseball agreement with Cuba just canceled. Plus, ask Alexa about your health care, celebrity crimes, and Virginia's redemption story. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump seems to be cleaning house at the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS. More senior officials at the department are reportedly being forced out. The department manages border security, presidential safety, natural disasters, and more. The latest person to leave? The White House announced Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alice will be leaving shortly. Alice will be replaced next month by James Murray, another member of Secret Service. This comes just days after Trump withdrew his nomination for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chief. And as we talked about yesterday, the head of the department, DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, just resigned. And now sources told the New York Times at least 2 to 4 more people are expected to leave that department as well. Trump hasn't said why he's making all these cuts, but has said the administration is going in a tougher direction when it comes to immigration. Some lawmakers from both parties are not so sure about this latest staff shakeup. Some Republicans said they're concerned with the growing leadership void. Some Democrats took it a step further, calling it a national security concern. All eyes on Attorney General William Barr today. The AP reports he'll be on Capitol Hill today facing members of Congress for the first time since taking office. And for the first time since he got his hands on the special counsel's full report from the Russia investigation. Remember, some lawmakers are anxiously waiting for him to release the full 400-page report. So far, we've only seen his 4-page summary that said President Trump did not conspire with Russia, but that it's inconclusive about whether he obstructed justice. Barr is not there today on Capitol Hill because of that report, but lawmakers are expected to ask him about it anyway. In fact, CBS News says some top Democrats plan to grill him over it, saying they're not happy with how he handled the report. Barr is scheduled to talk to lawmakers about the Justice Department's budget, including its role in immigration enforcement and the opioid epidemic. So stay tuned for what happens. A historic deal that made it easier for Cuban baseball players to sign with U.S. baseball teams was just canceled. The Trump administration said no thanks. Why? Reuters reports the White House says the Cuban Baseball Federation is part of the Cuban government. So any money that goes to players and the federation is basically paying that government. The agreement was negotiated for years and just finalized back in December. It would have allowed Cuban citizens to play Major League Baseball in the U.S. without having to leave their country and sometimes their families behind for good and risk not being allowed to return. In fact, just a few days ago, the first list was released of more than 30 Cuban players now eligible to play without defecting. Well, not anymore. U.S. officials say baseball players were made out to be pawns of Cuba dictatorship, and the U.S. will not fund that government. But critics, including Major League Baseball, say it's cruel that the agreement was meant to end human trafficking of baseball players from Cuba. A sudden spike in the number of measles cases since just last week. The CDC confirmed nearly 100 more cases, pushing the total count for 2019 to almost record levels. There are 465 total cases now in 19 states so far this year, many in New York and the Pacific Northwest. Time magazine reports if that number keeps going up, it'll be the most measles cases since the disease was eliminated in the U.S. in the year 2000. ABC News says 80% of the people infected right now are 19 years old or younger. Measles is a highly contagious viral illness that can be prevented by vaccines. Amazon's Alexa wants to help you out with your health care. The Wall Street Journal reports Amazon's voice assistant, Alexa, could start doing things for you like booking your urgent care appointments, checking your insurance plans, follow up on your prescription orders, or even read your blood sugar results. It's a big step for Amazon in the healthcare world. CNBC says Alexa is now HIPAA compliant, which means it follows the law that ensures your health information stays private and secure. So far, several healthcare companies have developed new Alexa features to work with the device, and over the next few months, that number is expected to go up. More news ahead, but a quick break to tell you about today's sponsor, Noom. If you are trying to build healthier habits and even lose weight, it can be hard. Maybe you have some good progress, but sticking with it is the tough part, and also the most important part. Well, Noom offers the tools and support you need to reach those goals and stick with them. You even have a goal specialist that will message you on the app to help you succeed. Some call it weight loss in the palm of your hand. It's on your phone, so you can use it and reference it whenever and wherever you need it. And because we're all busy, Noom really only asks you to commit 10 minutes a day to yourself. I also like all the extras on the app, including all the healthy and delicious recipes you can easily find right there and then feel great about making them because you know all the meals are great for you. Noom is designed for results, so sign up and try it out with your trial at noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, noom.com/newsworthy to start losing weight for good. That's noom.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. For the first time, the Virginia Cavaliers won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game. The Cavs beat the Texas Tech Red Raiders last night, 85-77, in overtime. USA Today says it was the first overtime in the national championship game since 2008. And by the way, it's being called a redemption story. This big win comes just a year after Virginia was the first number one seed to lose to a number 16 in the tournament. Actress Felicity Huffman says, "I'm guilty and I'm sorry." She's one of more than a dozen people pleading guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal, the one where 50 people are accused of cheating and bribing people to get kids from wealthy families into certain elite schools. CNN reports Huffman, who used to star in the show Desperate Housewives, will plead guilty to paying $15,000 to a fake charity to have her daughter's SAT answers changed. Huffman says she's ashamed of the pain she caused her daughter and others, and she apologized to the students who work hard to get into college fairly. She faces up to 20 years in prison, but part of the plea deal is that federal prosecutors will apparently recommend a lower sentence and fine. Also in the world of celebrity crimes, former Smallville actress Allison Mack, who played Chloe Sullivan on the show, pleaded guilty in what Variety calls a sex cult case. IKEA is putting out new wireless Sonos speakers that are meant to blend into your home. One looks like a table lamp, the other a bookshelf. TechCrunch says the idea is to hide the speakers so you don't even notice they're there. The shelf will cost you about $100, the lamp $180. The new speakers have been in the works for a few years now, thanks to a partnership between IKEA and Sonos. Both speakers can be controlled with the Sonos app. They'll start shipping out in August. And speaking of IKEA, the world's largest furniture retailer reported this month that 70% of the materials used to make its products last year were either renewable or recycled. IKEA says it hopes to make that 100% by the year 2030. And that's it. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.